Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. As I like to say, and I think it's an accurate statement, we are a complete retirement planning firm. We cover a lot of ground. I'm an investment advisor rep, I'm insurance licensed, been doing this a long time, so we cover everything from estate planning to investments, income planning, tax planning. That's the way we approach it. It's about being complete, right? So we have a lot to get into today. On today's show, well, this week, the CPI came out, the Consumer Price Index. This week, it was 3.3% year over year. We could talk a little bit about that. It's going to come out next month. It does every month. That's it. That's the Consumer Price Index. What is inflation? We've been dealing with it, sometimes referred to as the silent killer. I want to talk about that because the important thing is, how does it impact your plan? I know it's been impacting people's life. If you go to the grocery store, if you put gas in your car, but again, when we retire, this is where we're the most vulnerable, and I want to talk a little bit about that. The other silent killers, maybe, for lack of a better word, we'll get into two of these other threats to our retirement. We'll talk a little bit about taxes. I want to get into health care. And then finally, we're going to talk about how do we get started down this path. I sometimes call it financial organization. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. So a lot to get into. But let me just start with this whole inflation and what we're dealing with. You may agree, you may disagree with the numbers. But again, we're living it. We want to keep in mind, too, and this is cumulative. You may say, hey, it's 3.3, it's 3.5, whatever the number is. Well, yeah, but it was 9% a couple of years ago. It was 8. So we have to keep stacking. It's kind of like compound interest. And inflation really is like a tax. And unfortunately, there was a recent article that said high inflation is changing Americans retire. This is from Nationwide. It said a growing number of older Americans are delaying or abandoning their retirement plans as they continue to battle this chronic inflation. This was a Nationwide survey. It said more than 6 in 10 investors, this is a little disheartening, said their expectations for retirement have changed significantly in the last 5 years. 50%, about 50%, said their dreams for retirement have been delayed. And this is because of, we call it this inflation. And inflation, you know, you think about it, there was an example. So let me say, when we talk about inflation in its simplest form, it's the shrinking of your money over time. More officially, the inflation is the rate at which general prices for goods and services increase. Consequently, each unit of your money buys fewer products. And an example here, so when we talk about your retirement, I'm going to give you some ideas here in a second. But inflation does have a direct impact on the retirement. This is an example. So let's say you retire. And when you retire, you say, well, I need about $50,000 a year from my investments to supplement my income over and above, let's say, Social Security. $50,000 a year. Now, we'll get into taxes in a minute. So we're going to take taxes out of the equation just for this moment. But after 20 years, presuming an average inflation rate of 2.5%, and we're higher than that and have been, so after 20 years, you would need $82,000 to match your original purchasing power due to the increasing cost of goods. And so when we think about this in our planning, I just want to touch upon this. And we see how it's impacting people today. We're living it. It's driving up, you know, everyday living expenses. No one is exempt from inflation, certainly. And if you think about it, you know, it was a good example is your home. What was it worth 20 years ago? What is it worth today? What will it be worth 20 years from now? So we want to factor this in. So my first question is, are we factoring this into your planning? When you look at it, when I test individual plans, and we do this, and I run the numbers for you, we test it based on inflation. I test it. I index for inflation. And you start to see the numbers. It's interesting when I sit down with individuals, when we run it, they see what happens 20 years into retirement, what they really need. I factor in market volatility. I factor in sequence of returns. I factor in taxes. This is how you test a plan, but let's get back to the inflation piece. And so what can we do, or how do we try to minimize? Well, the income plan is certainly part of it. You've heard me talk about that. Having this base of income, checks that come in regardless. Do you have that, and do you know what that is? Social Security certainly is an example. But when we talk about inflation, that's why you've heard me talk about Social Security quite a bit, the claiming strategies. These are irrevocable decisions. You can take Social Security as early as 62. That's the earliest you can take it, but you are locking into the lowest possible benefit. So I'm thinking of inflation. It grows by 8% per year. That's a delayed retirement credit. And so I've seen anywhere between you know, let's say at 65, your benefit could be $35,000. At 70, which is the last year it grows by 8%, it could be $46,000. So does that protect from inflation? Keep in mind, too, one other thing I just want to add to this. Delayed retirement credit, the 8% per year, it grows by. There's also an inflation factor. It comes out every October. That's on top of the 8%. So I want to be clear about that. I've had questions where someone will call me and say, I haven't taken Social Security yet, and I heard this inflation factor. It was actually, I think it was 3.2% last October. I think it was 5.7. I'm going off the top of my head. 5.7 the year before. And in 2022, when inflation hit 9.1%, I don't know if you remember, it peaked at 9.1%, the inflation rate was over 8%. So think about that, a delayed retirement of 8% on top of the cost of living adjustment to the Social Security, another 8%. These are added on top of each other. So I'm just giving you one example of things we should be thinking about in our plan when I talk about how is inflation impacting your plan. Number one, are you factoring it in? You got to be factoring these things in. You need to be adding it into the analysis. We do. Number two, what are we doing to try to mitigate the inflation? If I can get paychecks and income coming in every week, I'm doing what I can. I have to turn the lights on money. That's a good thing. And then what can I do to try to maximize my income over my lifetime? I gave one example of Social Security. What are we doing to increase or maximize our lifetime or cumulative lifetime benefit? Also, annuities could be part of this plan where I can put those in place. They grow every year too, at least the ones I'm talking about, the deferred income. So if I want to turn those on down the road to kind of continue to supplement my income, I can even ladder them. These, again, are just ideas I want you to be aware of. And then, of course, there are investments. You know, I do believe that you should have some growth. I'm not saying 50%, 60%, 70%. We always have to be cautious, but, you know, that's where the growth is in the market. The market, S&P was up 25% last year. Yes, there are years it was down. It's up year to date about another 12%. Now, I know it fluctuates, but I'm just saying this is things to think about. How are our portfolios designed? So you see these ideas. When I talk about inflation, yes, no one's exempt from it. It can really impact your planning. So we want to be careful. Let me make this offer. We're coming up on a break here soon, and I want to get into some other areas. But I hope this gives you some food for thought or saying, okay, have I really examined this? Again, we test your plan. I'll offer the retirement roadmap, which gets into all of these ideas I just talked about, the maximizing income, the Social Security decision, trying to have a plan that is complete. Not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. Not about getting to a number. I hope that makes sense for you. But we'll get that out to you, and I'll include some of this information. If there's something specific, let us know. We'll include it. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 for your complete retirement roadmap kit. Includes the maximizing income. Includes the ideas. What can we do to try to mitigate this silent killer called inflation in our retirement plan? I'll make one more comment as it relates to this. I think we looked at that nationwide study which said roughly 50% are changing their plans because we're getting hit in the face with this. You go, you know, a day can't go by where we're not getting exposed to some, I guess, sticker shock, whether we're buying a can of or a jar of peanut butter or filling up our gas tank. But I think, too, to a certain extent, maybe we just don't know. We see it, and we're, you know, every day it unsettles us, but maybe you can retire. And so for those of you out there that really want to take a deeper dive and say, maybe I can. Again, as I said, we factor inflation in. I can run it at whatever rate you like. See how strong your plan is. And maybe you can say, you know what, even when I factor in inflation, I'm in a pretty good spot, as well as come up with some ideas that can, again, minimize this inflation factor in your overall plan. So if you want to see that and be able to make what I like to say an informed decision, we can do a complete analysis for you. There's no cost or obligation. You'll do it with me personally, Tom Fortino. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule your complete retirement planning analysis. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I have a solution maybe for you, so stick around. This may be answering all of these problems that you have. Then again, maybe not. You're going to want to hear about this idea. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. talked about a number of topics here today, and that's really our goal, to try to provide ideas. We can't get into everything because there is, you know, there's a number of areas. We really boil it down to five. I try to keep it simple because, you know, I've talked about the complications of this industry. They make things, I think, too complicated. It doesn't have to be that complicated. There's really five pieces to your plan. I like to say that's it. That's my opinion, right? Do you have income you can't outlive? Can you answer that? Two, are you doing what you can to minimize taxes? We're going to talk a little bit about that, getting to tax-free. What about your investment plan? Are you comfortable with it? Does it make sense? Does it meet your risk tolerance and your time horizon, and can you stick with it? And then the fourth piece is your asset protection piece. What happens? We're going to get into that a little bit, too. What happens? You're an asset. What happens if you pass away? Well, a Social Security or a pension can be reduced. Social Security goes away. Spouse can be in a higher tax bracket. And then do you have an estate and legacy plan? What are you doing to control assets during your lifetime with powers of attorney, financial and medical? And then to the extent you don't go through those assets, having the living trust, so they go to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. There you are. Five pieces, not more complicated than that. That's why I offered that retirement roadmap in the first segment. I call it five simple steps to a stress-free retirement, because if we look at it, I think that way we're on a good place. So if you want that information, we'll get it out to you. Again, the retirement roadmap, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Okay, at the break, I did make a comment. I said there might be an answer or a solution to all these things. It's interesting. It's called the Villa V Residences. This is what you can do if you want to retire on a cruise ship. Now, this is pretty significant, too. I'm not just talking about for a short period of time. It's called the Endless Horizons Program for a one-time fee of $299,999. Why don't we just say $300? I love the $9999. Or $499,999 for a double. So the $300,000 is a solo cabin. The $500,000 is a double cabin. In return, travelers get a lifetime guaranteed access to an outside cabin, meals, high-speed internet, of course, short excursions and other perks. Travelers will also be able to participate in more than 50 active interest groups. The goal is to offer a seamless solution, this is the CEO, to retire on a fixed budget. Never worry about ongoing expenses again. So there you go. It's more than just a travel opportunity. It's a new way of life. For less than the price of an average home, you can secure a lifetime of experience. That's the ad, by the way. I'm reading what they said. There you go. I guess we can stop talking right now. There's the answer. You don't need to. No. But that's a true story. I mean, you look up the Villa V Residences. It's the Endless Horizon Cruise, if you don't go crazy. But it's there. It's an option. So we were talking in the first segment or the last segment about what we call these silent killers. Inflation has been called the silent killer because it just kind of just accumulates year after year after year. We're living it right now, and I gave some thoughts and ideas. And what do we do in our planning to try to mitigate that threat to our retirement? The other areas that we talk about, these taxes are certainly a big area where, you know, that's another threat to our retirement. Right. Most people, just as a fact, your money's in tax deferred, which means every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is in the future. I gave the example of someone who needed $50,000 a year out of their investments would need $82,000 in 20 years based on a 2.5% inflation. I said, well, we're not including taxes. Well, what if we include taxes? Keep in mind, just at a 25% tax rate, you would need, if you needed $30,000, you need to pull out $40,000. $10,000 goes to the government. You get $30,000. That's what you net. So you have to turn around, or they're going to withhold $10,000 out of that paycheck. What happens if tax rate go in the future? Go up. Do you have to take out more? Well, yes, you do. And so now we have inflation. We have taxes. These are just a couple of the threats to our. If I get a chance, I want to mention healthcare here. But of course, another threat to our retirement plan. And have you looked at this? But when we talk about taxes, that's why you hear me spend a lot of time on taxes. I think it's so critical to what you're doing. Right. We have tax rate. The marginal tax brackets with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act are at a 40-year low. While our debt is at the highest it's ever been, it's approaching $35 trillion. I think I saw a stat the other day, $1 trillion is being added every 100 days. I mean, it's insanity, and it's unsustainable. But what do we think tax rates are going to be in the future? Your accounts technically are joint-titled with the government. Most of these, I'm sorry, unless we do some ideas with Roths. So I'll give you a quick example. I had someone in the office the other day, and The one spouse had retired. This is, again, fairly common. The other spouse plans to work another couple years. Well, we talked about doing Roth IRA contributions. One of the comments I'll make here is non-working spouses can contribute to a Roth. Only one person needs, if there is earned income, the other spouse can contribute. So they're over 50. 50 or over, you can put $7,500 each into a Roth IRA. That's money that grows tax-free the rest of your life. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security or your Medicare premiums, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Now, that's $7,500 each, right? On top of that, we talked about doing a Roth conversion. Because only one spouse is working with the standard deduction, they're actually in a 12% marginal tax bracket. So now we can do maybe $20,000 a year in the 12%, another $20,000 in the 22%, about 17% taxes to move $40,000. So in one fell swoop, you're doing $15,000 to Roth, another $40,000 on a Roth conversion. You can do both. I forgot to mention, she's going to check to see if she can do a Roth contribution to a retirement account at work. More, and guess what? Gross tax-free, you heard what I said. No required minimum distributions. Is not used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. No, goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So what happens if tax rates go up in the future? If I need $30,000, what do I need to take out to net 30? Well, the answer is $30,000. And then what happens if tax rates go up in the future? What do I need to net $30,000? The answer, again, is $30,000. That's why this stuff is important. And when we talk about these silent killers, man, I mentioned inflation. There's so many more. I'm sorry, we're limited in time. I wish I could get into more of these things. I wanted to talk about healthcare. We'll talk about that in upcoming weeks. I do want to get into that other aspect. That's why I offer this information. I can't get into everything. I want to get the information in front of you so you can sit down and read it and go through it. And I'll send that out to you, of course, that covers many more of these topics. But let me make one other offer. So again, I'll offer the retirement planning kit for those that want it. But for those of you that want help now, okay, that want to really take a look at your overall plan, that want to look at forward tax planning, that want to, you know, talk about creating income that you can't outlive. For those of you, I know you've worked hard, you feel like you're being penalized. For those of you that save $500,000 or more, these ideas, I think, work best for you. So if you want to schedule a time to come in, this will be a fun process. We're going to do a deep dive. We're going to test your plan. We're going to include all these things and these risks and talk about how do we get there? How do we get there with a high probability of success? You're going to walk out of here with a plan. You're going to walk out of here with, I think, at a minimum, some good ideas that are going to make a difference for you and your family. Give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. I call it your complete customized retirement plan analysis, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. To schedule a time, again, for your customized complete retirement analysis, you can go to our website, Alpha Wealth Group, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll be right back with more of the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm Tom Fortino. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say we are a complete retirement planning firm. I think we are. We cover everything from investment planning to estate planning, income planning, tax planning, all of these areas that I think make up your retirement plan and, more importantly, make you have a complete retirement plan. You know, today we're going to get into a lot of stuff. We try to every week cover as much ground as we can and add value to your retirement plan, because that's really what it's all about. I want to talk about maybe the most important aspect of your plan that we're overlooking. Want to get into that. Of course, I'll talk a little bit about taxes. It's all about getting to tax free. You know, I like that. And let's just start out with, I think this is interesting. We're just going to dive right in. This was an interesting article. I thought it would apply, again, to your plan. It's called Take Back Your Garage. American garages store more clutter than cars. This was according to a Craftsman survey, of course, but it said, and I don't know if this may reflect you. I'm not trying to be critical of anyone out there, so please understand. But it said 36% of Americans surveyed said their garage is so cluttered they can no longer park their vehicles inside. Some of these things are amazing, but over 3 in 5 think their surveyed feel their garage is more cluttered space in their is the most cluttered space in their home. There's 82 million garages in the U.S. and 4 in 5, 85%, cite a well-organized and usable garage as a source of pride. So why don't we have more organized garages? And then the next question is, How does this relate to your retirement plan? Well, it's what I just talked about. Maybe the most important aspect of your plan is getting organized, financial organization. I'm going to give you some examples of what I mean and why this is so important. Moreover, and in the second place, I'm going to get you the tools to get organized. It's interesting because we unintentionally go through life in a lot of ways, and we unintentionally accumulate investments the same way, right? Perhaps you get a certificate of deposit, and then you buy an annuity from somebody, and then you buy that stock that someone told you to buy, and a mutual fund, and so on and so on. You've got multiple accounts. And so if this sounds like you, and this is the goal, how do we bring intentionality back to that retirement plan? And the biggest part of this is trying to get organized, knowing what we own. And I'm going to ask and pose some questions. But let me give you one example of this. And this is kind of leads to why maybe we get unorganized in this unintentionality. This was an interesting one from Bureau of Labor Statistics. If you were born between 1957 and 1964, do you know you've held an average of 12.4 jobs before age 54? And this may explain why there are some 24 million forgotten 401ks holding assets in excess of $1.3 trillion. You want to talk about, keeping money on the table. These are important things to do. No, I should say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer this asset organizer. I can send it to you. I'm also going to include our income and budget worksheets. I'll include the document locators as well as our retirement roadmap. I want to get that out to you because if you sit down and do this, I'm pretty confident, right? Just like, anything you get organized, you are going to uncover some things. Like maybe if you clean out your garage, you'll uncover some unpleasant things. But these are things that we find out. I had someone go through this. They came in. They found an old retirement plan that had close to $100,000 in it. I had another person come in one time, and they found out, they called on their pension plan, found out they were getting, I think, $1,800 a month. I mean, that's over $20,000 extra a year. They were somewhat unaware of. And so I hope you can understand why this is so important, right? Again, you're going to find out from this, again, this worksheet that I'll send you, and it is a workable document. You can update it, you can change it, you can keep it on file. That's why we created it this way. It automatically adds up what you own, what your net worth is. Let me make a couple quick comments about what you might uncover and why this is important. Number one, I mentioned the old 401ks, the fact that there are 24 million forgotten 401ks out there. I want you to understand that old 401ks, IRAs, SEPs, it doesn't matter. 403Bs, if you're not working, again, old 403Bs, these retirement, the alphabet soup of retirement plans, they are portable. You don't need four plans. You can put it into one. What does that mean? That means now I can monitor it, I can organize it, I can understand it. These are important things to understand. The other things that you may come up with and as you go through this is certainly what is your net worth. If you complete this organizer, you're going to see what the value of your assets are. Do you know these? And if I asked you the question, do you know the value of your estate? Because, again, are you exposed to estate tax in the state of Illinois? Well, can you answer that question? This is why being organized is so important. Do you know how your assets are titled? Again, this is part of this organization worksheet. If you put in your assets, keep in mind, and I come across this often, I just had a meeting this past week. Someone came in, and they had a lot of different assets in different areas. They have a trust, living trust. Well, some of the titles were Bob and Jean Smith on the, that's not their name, of course, but it means it's not in the trust. There's another thing you may uncover. Your trust may not be funded. What does that mean? Those assets could be exposed to probate. They can be frozen at your death. Beneficiary designations. So I'm posing these questions to see if you have the answer. Do you know all the beneficiary designations? Have you done a beneficiary audit? I've given you the examples of these people that, if it's a second marriage, or you may disinherit children in some cases, you cannot change beneficiaries post-death. Your life insurance coverage, and we can go on and on and on. So do you know what the answer to these things are? Again, this is why financial organization is so critical. Let me offer those worksheets, because this is the first step in the process. If you look at our master plan, our blueprint, the five simple steps to a stress-free retirement, our retirement roadmap that I've offered, and I'll get this out to you as well. First step is getting organized. Then you can go through the process. So I'll include that plus these worksheets. Yeah, and we'll get that out to you. There's no cost or obligation, but you can actually sit down and get organized and start. You know, there's a Harris poll that said 70% of the respondents felt it was too complicated. This is my belief, one of the reasons why, because we just have so many things going on. If you're married to, your spouse may have two or three accounts. This is really critical. Getting organized may be the most important step in the process. So I'll send you the worksheets plus the retirement roadmap. If you want that, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to get the asset organizers, the income and budget worksheets. You know, we talk about just, Jen, your income side. Do you know what your Social Security benefit is? Have you gone to SSA.gov, your pension plan that I just mentioned? You know, the Employee Benefit Research Institute says that roughly half the people simply guess and what they need in retirement. This is important stuff. I'm confident if you go through and fill these out, and we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you, don't procrastinate, you're going to uncover things you were unaware of. I'm pretty confident in that statement. So let's take advantage of this. Again, we'll get them out to you in the next few minutes if you just give us a call. And if you want to take the next step, we can schedule some time and do a complete retirement plan. We'll look at all the aspects I just talked about. I'll send you the worksheets ahead of time. We'll come in and we'll hit the ground running. We'll be able to do analysis. It's interesting. There was a survey by Empower. It said that there was a poll. It said one thing that all people agree on, it seems like, at least more than 70%, they said having a financial plan can help bring them a sense of security. Right, this clarity. Part of it is, as I said, getting organized. You're going to have a financial snapshot. You are going to have a picture of everything in front of you. You can answer the questions I posed earlier. What's your net worth? Where are your assets? How are they titled? Who are your beneficiaries? But now, how about taking the next step and creating a plan to create the income you can't outlive, minimize taxes, know where you stand? So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call. There's no cost or obligation. You'll meet with me personally. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. To schedule a time or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there if you want to schedule a time to chat. Coming up, what we have here is a failure to communicate. You probably heard that line. It's from the show Cool Hand Luke. Well, we've got a real-life example in a moment. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you'd like some of that information we offered, the first segment we talked about being organized, getting the information, the retirement roadmap, as well as the worksheets to get organized, give us a call. We'll get them out to you, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Again, to get the retirement roadmap as well as the worksheets that you can keep. And like I said, you can download them. We'll send them to you. They're working documents, and you can update them. And as I said, if we go through this process, you're going to uncover some things. I'm pretty confident in that statement that you were unaware of. But let me move on to another area, which kind of falls in the same vein of your overall plan and just being organized and having a plan. Last month, some of you may have heard this, thousands graduated from, of course, colleges across the nation, but this ceremony didn't go as well for students. It was at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, and the person was reading the names as they crossed the stage. They had a little trouble with the phonetic spelling on the cards. Listen here.
Sire Uvun Jean Ju Brinun. Victoria Lee Zubeth Ross. Mylena Zobeth Camp.
Wow. Well, you know, those were names. And in fact, let me tell you what they were. It was Sarah Virginia Brennan, Victoria Elizabeth Bruce, and Molly Elizabeth Camp. I don't know if you need to listen to that again, but it's, I don't know if you get that off of it anyway. But I guess it's pretty funny, but the takeaway from it is communication. Hey, that's part of it, right? We want to have clear and accurate communication in our financial planning, and that's all part of this kind of, we're continuing with, I guess, the theme. It's interesting, you know, especially when we talk about those that are married. There's a survey, actually, that the Fidelity puts out. I don't know if they put it out every couple of years. This is from 2021, a couple survey, but a lot of the times it's consistent. It said roughly 50% of couples disagree on an age they're going to retire. They disagree on how much savings, a little over 50%. I want to talk about this whole, because I've come across this, I come across this often, I should say, this one where 50%, roughly 50% disagree on the age they plan to retire. I had someone recently where it's interesting when you have them in a meeting and they're talking, it's one person has an idea and the other saying, really, we want to retire? Someone was just, and it, I get it, sometimes it's tough. In fact, there was a really interesting article, Wall Street Journal, it said, retire at 65, it's more like 62. That's the median age of actual retirement that was in this article in the Wall Street Journal. And so you have to consider one of the discussions we had, one spouse was going to continue to work for at least two or three more years so they get to Medicare. Keep in mind, if you retire early, these are things to consider. And so I wanted to kind of talk about this one area. It was another article that said retiring before 65, leaving work 4 years before starting Medicare can drain $100,000 or more from retirement savings. For a couple, premiums for coverages can run $1,700 to $2,200 a month, depending on where you live. And the upshot is leaving work just 4 years before starting Medicare at 65 can easily drain $100,000 or more from retirement savings. Keep in mind, too, and again, I had this discussion multiple times. These are very common discussions, so I'm guessing they're going to apply to many of you. So at 62, you can take Social Security. But keep in mind, again, some of these traps we talk about, which is you can lock into the lowest benefit possible. It's irrevocable. Now you have that lower benefit for the rest of your life. So we have to be very concerned. Keep in mind, too, you're no longer contributing to your 401ks or your retirement accounts. And in addition to that, you may be drawing down money. And we've talked about income planning often. And so if you're going into retirement 25, 30, 35 years without a paycheck, how do you feel about that? So we want to take a look when you're taking a look at not only getting organized, we talked about communicating and having a financial plan, and then testing that plan. Maybe you can retire at 60. I'm not suggesting you can't. I don't know the situations, but I want you to understand the consequences or what you have to consider when you're taking a look. There's more things to this. You may want to consider working part-time. Again, I had this meeting with some clients recently. Well, they just became clients, but the one spouse is going to leave the full-time, but they're going to continue to work part-time. What does that do? Well, it means they don't have to draw down the investments. The investments continue. While they may not be contributing, again, they don't need to draw down the investment. So that's kind of a, okay, it's a compromise, if you want to call it that. The other thing you may want to consider is, okay, I'm going to work a couple extra years. And it can have a big impact on your planning, but you can work a couple extra years and maybe you take more vacations. Again, you may not contribute or contribute less to your plans and just say, look, I'm going to kind of have a little more enjoyable time here, get away and decompress. So there's maybe some other things to consider, but the biggest thing I would say is understanding when you retire, these things about my Social Security claiming strategies, the fact that Medicare will not kick in till 65. How does this impact me? And then again, I'm extending the time period where I'm going to go without a paycheck. And so for those of you that haven't really looked at that and you want to understand, I said, with getting organized, that's all part of it, because now, certainly if you're going to make a decision, you have this information in front of you. I talked about the income piece. That's one of these worksheets, but also understanding where your assets are and then taking the next step of understanding and looking at everything. I mentioned health care, but keep in mind, too, what about long-term care? We're living longer, and have you factored that into your planning? There's been studies that show that 70% of those over 65 will need some type of long-term care. That's from longtermcare.gov. The average 65-year-old couple has a 75% chance that someone or one of you will require some significant care. Are we factoring these things into our plan? And so this is all part of this retirement planning. That's why I say it's not about one thing. It's not just about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's about having that's the retirement roadmap, which I offer, but there's really five pieces to your plan. So I come back to that often because I want you to think of it that way. Do I have income I can't outlive? Am I minimizing my taxes? Do I have an investment plan I'm comfortable with, is smart, and it meets my objectives? Do I have protection from long-term illness potentially? What happens if a spouse passes away? Do I have life insurance in place? I'm asking these questions, what would your answers be? And then, of course, do I have that estate plan in place that controls assets, powers of attorney, financial and medical, as well as a trust that makes sure I control assets during my lifetime and then they flow to my children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. This is what it's about. And so if you want that retirement roadmap and the information, I'll send it out to you. For those of you that want to take the next step and really take a, because everybody's situation is unique. That's why I offer this stuff. And I made the comment that says that Empower survey, it said more than 70% said having a financial plan can help bring a sense of security. You provide clarity and confidence. You know where you stand. And if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call. You can schedule a time. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time. You can also give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Again, if you want to schedule a time, you want to come in. If you have a specific question, you want us to customize information for you, more than happy to help out in any way. Again, you can email me questions. You can schedule a time to just chat or ask someone when you call in, hey, this I'm looking for something specific on my plan. We'll get it out to you. We're here to help. Again, I hope you take advantage of this. I look forward to meeting you. This will be a great exercise for you. As always, I hope today was good. You've got some great information, at least one or two ideas that are going to make a difference. We'll be back next week. I'm Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.